A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who loves the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does not accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given him everything over him. For whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. From the time we are conceived until the time we're joined with our Lord in heaven, God loves us. God doesn't love us just when we're in Mass, or love us when we're awake, or when we're asleep. But God loves us every moment of our life, every day, every hour, every second. We are that important to God. I think that's a pretty cool thing. That no matter where I am, no matter what I've done, God loves me. God loves me when I'm healthy, when I'm sick, when I say something not nice to the person who cut me off on the road. God still loves me. God forgives me for all those times where I wasn't like God and I didn't care for my neighbor, for my friend, for someone who I just happened to see that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Each and every moment, God looks at me, looks at you, and goes, I love you. So knowing this, knowing that we have God's love all the time with us, what are we going to do with it? We're going to keep it in our pocket and pull it out every now and then and go, oh, look, I got God's love right here, and put it back in my pocket? Are we going to say, I've got God's love right here, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to do my best to share that love in all the moments of my day? I don't know about you, but that'd be tough for me. But I'm going to try. Because with God's love, all things are possible.